Coming up at the Sanctuary for Independent Media, we have Ruderal Ecologies 2 happening from October 22nd to October 24th. It's a conference, and to tell us a little bit more about this is the lead in the organizing, Kathy High.
Hi, Sina. Nice to be here.
So I'd love to know a little bit about the background. This is Ruderal Ecologies 2. What was Ruderal Ecologies 1, and why is this an ongoing conversation?
That's a great question. So it actually was 3 years ago, in the spring of 2018, when we held the first Ruderal Ecologies conference, and it was called Ruderal Ecologies Grounds for Change. And it kind of just came together sort of organically because we found that there were these different groups of people, including those of us at the sanctuary, people who are volunteering for us and who are working with Nature Lab, and then also people from RPI and their science technology studies area who were really interested in this idea of ruderal ecologies. And of course, I have to explain what ruderal ecologies are because at that point, I didn't know what it was either. And it was really great because it kind of is a term that is we adapted for this conference, which is why it's named this way. In the first Ruderal Ecologies website, we said, Ruderal Ecologies are formed by hardy and adaptive organisms and grassroots activist communities that grow out of the ruins of urban landscapes. So as a visual image for this, I always tell people to think about, you know, kind of abandoned parking lots and all of those weird little trees and bushes that are growing out of the pavement or on a sidewalk where you've got cracks in the sidewalk and different kinds of weeds growing there. So I think this is a way that you can think about plants that are really resistant to these kinds of intrusions that we put on them. But then if you adapt that image to people and the way we work within urban situations, I think it's a really interesting concept to kind of use as a metaphor. So the first Ruderal Ecology is very different from the one we're having this coming weekend because it was all in person. And mm-hmm. This one this weekend will be all virtual. So it was bigger. And it was actually a joining of people who were both activists, scholars who were coming from ecology, public health, urban planning, environmental science, environmental justice, permaculture, the arts, sciences, and science and technology. And so it was a real gathering that was kind of very lively over the weekend that it was held. It was held just before Earth Day. And interestingly enough, it was held on the tail end of a very large fundraising campaign that we did through the Sanctuary for Independent Media to raise funds to build up our new Nature Lab, which has since then opened actually just this past summer. So really nice timing to think about in those 3 years, Nature Lab has come to fruition.
What else came out of the last conference and why are you holding this conference once again?
Everybody who came to the last conference was extremely excited about the kind of conversations that they had at the conference. It had kind of a buzz around it in a way, and you can actually find videos of almost all of the participants. And so people wanted to kind of continue this conversation. I mean, we had people who were landscape architects. We had people who were scholars who were talking about First Nation issues. We had performers who were performing with plants. We had people who were doing just amazing work talking about CSOs, combined sewage overflow. So both a lot of environmental and social justice issues were being looked at in these 2.5 days that were very rich. And everybody asked us to do it again, basically, is what happened. So we only have two participants from the original conference who are coming to Ruderal Ecologies 2, Bettina de Stotzer, who's an amazing scholar who's at MIT, who is somebody who's written quite a bit about this concept of Ruderal Ecologies, and she's actually going to be introducing a book of hers, which is called Ruderal City. And I don't know that much about it, but I'm sure it's going to be a fascinating look at a kind of exploded view of this concept. The full title of her book is Ruderal City, Ecologies of Migration and Urban Life in Berlin. So she specifically looks at Berlin and Germany as a model to think through these ideas. So she's really an amazing speaker. And also we have Scott Kellogg, who is also releasing a book called Urban Ecosystem Justice, Strategies for Equitable Sustainability and Ecological Literacy in the City, which I'm really excited to hear him talk about. Scott is one of the lead people and founders of RADx Ecological Sustainability Center in Albany. And I sort of feel like that's a sister organization and a sister lab to what we're doing with Nature Lab. So his work with youth and around social and environmental justice is very important in concert with what we're doing. And I am very excited about his talk among all of them. So they are the kind of continuum between the two conferences. And the other people who have been invited are, again, people who are working in citizen science, such as Max Liberon, who's coming to us from Canada, who works with a lab in Newfoundland called the CLEAR Lab that they were one of the founders of. Max is a scientist who's also worked as an artist and is very interested in plastic pollution in the oceans and is also releasing a book. This is like the book release conference called Pollution is Colonialism. And it's, I'm sure, going to be a very strong statement on, you know, where we are in the state of our existence and our plastic pollution at this time. Max is also somebody, and I think this goes for everyone in the conference, who kind of puts forward this idea of feminist laboratories and these places that are not just about equality, but also really looking at equity and ways to try and really think through what that means if you're writing a paper and getting it published, or if you're, you know, citing research from a particular group. Let's try and name everyone, including the plants, the animals, you know, the fishermen, the farmers who contributed to the work that you're doing. So I really respect the ways that these thinkers are shaping their discussions and their arguments.
Nature Lab is the sponsor of Ruderal Ecologies 2. What exactly does Nature Lab do, and why is this conference an important stepping stone in what Nature Lab is going to be doing in the future?
That's a great question. Thank you. So Nature Lab is a project of the Sanctuary for Independent Media. And as I said, we have been working on this and developing it for a while, but we actually just opened this summer. It's a space that is kind of an environmental education center that looks at environmental and social justice issues for the community that we live in and where the sanctuary and Nature Lab are located. And that also ties into sort of more national and then international groups that are doing the same. And this is where this ties more importantly into the Ruderal Ecologies conferences, because alongside of the local work, the hyper-local work that we're doing through Nature Lab, we need to be thinking about making these alliances and making networks to help send our word out as to what's happening here and learn from other communities that are doing like work around the world. So we're sort of doing this in a way to try and make connections with people in other countries, such as Max Liberon and CLEAR Lab in Newfoundland, et cetera, and RADx in Albany, New York. So I think that this is one way that we begin to share the word as to what people's values are, what their ethics are, and then how we can begin to grow all of that as a big collective going forward. Because as we know, we're all going to need this kind of thinking and this kind of envisioning for our collective futures.
There's an incredible lineup for Ruderal Ecologies too. You mentioned many of the presenters before. So who are the 8 speakers?
So Max Liberon, as I mentioned, is coming to us from Canada with the CLEAR Lab. Bettina Stotzer is also coming to us from MIT. Anna Chimay is an artist and filmmaker who's coming to us from Buffalo, New York. She's going to be talking about lake sturgeon, which will be a really great conversation for our river sturgeon people. Tiare Ribot is an interdisciplinary artist and a filmmaker who's coming to us from Hawaii, and she is also in the Bay Area. Natasha Myers is an anthropologist and an artist and activist who is coming to us from Toronto. Scott Kellogg is the head, as I said, of Radix Ecological Sustainability Center from Albany, New York. White Feather Hunter is a Canadian artist and kind of working with biological arts. And she's coming to us from Montreal in Canada. And finally, Margareta Howitt, who is coming from Hamilton, New York. And both Margareta and White Feather are going to be talking about witchcraft and ruderal ecology. So I think it's going to be a really rich conversation from every participant.